Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain is really starting to fill in across the radar. We're looking at a good chance for rain through the morning hours. I'll show you when it starts to taper off.
Plus, these twin boys are home safe this morning after being reported missing. WRAL's Brent Nee spoke with their mom. He updates us on where they are.
Also, a decision to pay the pay saga between Durham Public Schools and its employees. Why an 11% raise will actually reduce the salary for some employees. Still trying to figure that out as they get through it. There's news on both sides there this morning. We'll get to all of it right now at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us here on your rainy Friday. We're here, the weekend's here, but we got to deal with a little rain first. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us where it's falling right now.
Yeah, a lot of the viewing area seeing it, especially from the Triangle area south and west. We still have some scattered showers along the I-95 corridor. It's driest north of I-85. Let's take a look close in here. We're seeing some steady rain across a good chunk of Wake County, not including Wake Forest, and then northward up toward Henderson and Roxborough, but it is likely to fill in there over the next hour or so. We'll head back to the south where we're seeing these waves coming from. A good bit of Moore County, Sanford seeing rain. We're seeing that stretching toward Anger, Benson, and Dunn right now. So just really spreading in from the south and west right now. We take a look at Futurecast. By 9 or 10 o'clock, we continue to see some fairly wide coverage across the region, but by lunchtime, it begins to thin out. And then here comes this front. It's possible that we would see a few thunderstorms with this front, but severe weather isn't likely. It starts to approach us around 2 or 3 o'clock. By 4 or 5, it's moving out of the viewing area with some lingering rain, maybe up until 6 o'clock in our southern counties. After that, our sky is clear, but we continue to have an eye on Saturday. It's trending wetter. We'll likely see some showers by around lunchtime, and waves of rain will continue on through the afternoon past dinner time. So if you have plans to be outside Saturday, take note. It is definitely looking wetter. First half of the day looks fine. We take a look at rain for today. Our best chance is going to be up until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we'll see that front move through. Behind that, we start to dry things out. So wet in North Hills, we're seeing some pretty steady rain all across the bulk of Wake County right now. 52 degrees. We do have a southwest wind at around 10 miles per hour. It may be breezy on and off for us today. Walking out the door, temperatures are in the low to mid 50s, so it's a little bit warmer for this morning, and our temperature climbs to 61 this afternoon. We do turn cooler over the weekend. I'll show you when it starts to dry out. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we are watching a few crashes around the Triangle right now. Starting off in Raleigh, a report of a crash with injuries on Glenwood Avenue at Marriott Drive. That is near the mall there between Creedmoor and Leadmine. I'm not seeing big delays showing up on the sensors, but apparently at least a couple of lanes are blocked out there, so I want to keep that in mind. Also on the north side of Raleigh, seeing some delays with a minor crash reported on Six Forks Road just south of Millbrook Road. It looks like most of those delays are on the southbound side of Six Forks. They are clearing a crash right now from Newbern Avenue around Yonkers Road out near the 440 interchange on the east side of Raleigh. But overall, we're not seeing any big delays with that crash. And on the south side of Raleigh, watch for a minor crash on 40 eastbound at Hammond Road. Again, not seeing any problems showing up on the sensors in that area, but with some flashing lights on the side of the road, you do need to move over at least one lane. We are seeing damp roads. Not looking so bad right now on 147 at Alston Avenue near downtown Durham, but certainly seeing some wet roads in Cary with some showers moving through there. You can see the lights reflecting off that wet pavement there at US 1 and 64 at Tryon Road. Just need to give yourself some extra time as you're getting ready this morning. Don't get into a hurry and catch yourself speeding on those wet roads because the conditions are pretty bad in some spots. A 1 minute delay showing up right now on US 1 northbound leaving Apex heading to Raleigh. If you're getting ready to head out, when you get in the car, turn on the radio and you can listen to this live newscast anytime at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Breaking news right now. We know that the twin boys we've been reporting on this morning who were missing in Durham are back home safe. Brent Nese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He talked to their mom about where they were.
The twins, Isaiah and Isaac, back home safe, and they are inside their home, and their mother is going to keep them there. She's holding them tight after they disappeared yesterday afternoon and were missing all night long. At about 6:45 in the morning, that's when their bus came here to this community on Shannon Road. Sheila Price, their mother, was hopeful that they would show up for the bus. It turns out they were already on it because they had stayed the night at a friend's. Sheila tells me that this is a friend she's not familiar with. That was her hunch all along. It turns out she was right. She says she's frustrated by this whole ordeal, but is just happy to have her two sons back at home.
I love my kids to death. Like, I don't play about my kids. You see, they close the door.
It's, of course, the best possible outcome for Sheila and the two boys. She says she's going to make sure they know better to call next time they stay at a friend's. In Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
And more breaking news, Durham school leaders have come to a decision in the pay dispute with some staff members. Late last night, the school board voted about a raise for classified employees, but some say it's not enough. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey tells us they approved an 11% raise for this school year. Just after midnight, the board released a statement about their decision. It says this brings an end to anxiety and uncertainty that some of their classified employees may be experiencing. And they're also looking ahead to increasing wages in next year's budget. All the staff impacted by this pay issue will receive an 11% raise. The board describes this as an interim fix for the rest of the school year. Some employees are making less than what they earned after the October raises, but it's still more money than last school year.
Whether it's about communication or departments working with each other or the financial modeling or the hope that the dollars could be found once there was a determination that there weren't enough are all missteps that reduce transparency, perhaps, that increase confusion.
That was Interim Superintendent Katie Moore. Moore and the school board chair held a news conference at 11 p.m. after the meeting. Moore says they delayed their meeting with county commissioners this week. She says if they're going to ask the county for money, it's going to be best to do that for the next salary study. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Durham.
Police in Raleigh are investigating a shooting that happened in a Food Lion parking lot. This is video of that scene near Rock Quarry Road from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Police responded to that area around 11:30 last night. Officers say it looks like the shooting stemmed from an argument. No one was hurt and no arrests have been made.
This man here, 18-year-old Mize James, is facing charges after police say he hit a Raleigh police officer with a car as the officer tried to arrest him. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker captured the scene in the Food Lion parking lot on Raleigh Boulevard yesterday. Police say James was trying to get away in his car when that officer was struck. The officer is expected to recover. James faces multiple charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and speeding to elude arrest.
The FBI is investigating the death of an inmate at the federal prison in Butner. Officials there say 57-year-old Glenn McDougal died after an apparent fight with another inmate. McDougal was serving a 27-year sentence for being a felon in possession of a stolen firearm. He had been in Butner since December.
We are working to get a response from Congresswoman Deborah Ross after a large protest outside her downtown Raleigh office disrupted traffic. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators staged a die-in on Fayetteville Street, calling on Ross to support a ceasefire in Gaza. Officers took them away in zip ties, saying blocking the street is considered unlawful assembly. Drivers were forced to find another way around Thursday afternoon as the protesters lined in the street. The gathering was organized by the Triangle Chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace. They say their resistance is necessary and justified.
We're here to ask Deborah Ross to pick a side between ceasefire or genocide.
It's definitely frustrating to see our representatives not stand up and sign for a ceasefire.
Court records show many demonstrators who were arrested are charged with failure to disperse on command. Former President Trump and Nikki Haley are making their final pushes for votes ahead of the South Carolina primary. Haley has the home court advantage, but Trump is leading in the polls. As Amy Kiley reports, Haley's path forward could be in question if she loses to the former president.
Go text, email everybody you know and let them know that it is important that they get out and vote.
It's the last day before the Republican primary in South Carolina. Candidates are making a final push to win voters. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is hoping for a home state advantage.
You know, I look at you and I think about all that we did together. When I came in as governor,
but former President Donald Trump has a commanding lead in state polls.
She's governor, but people don't like her too much. And She's hurting the party.
Nationwide, Trump has 63 delegates to Haley's 17. Some of his supporters say she should drop out.
The one person that stands in the way of having a conversation between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is Nikki Haley.
Haley says it's too soon to give up. After all, winning takes more than 1,200 delegates. Neither candidate is close to that number.
Just because you're the underdog going against the favorite and you're down by a few points in the first quarter doesn't mean you walk off the court and give up in the game.
But if Haley can't win her own state tomorrow, it could be hard to see how she'd win the nomination. Regardless, she vows to keep going.
After South Carolina, the next day I'm headed to Michigan. And then we're going to Super Tuesday states.
That was Amy Kiley reporting. Well, after a rainy day ruined a vacation to Universal Studios for a family in the 90s, they finally got to make it up. Coming up, the story of a decades-old handwritten voucher and a trip 30 years in the making.
And sad news right here for Wendy Williams, what her family is saying about the recent Williams battle with aphasia and dementia. Elizabeth.
And we have rain falling across most of the viewing area right now. The best chance will be up until lunchtime, but mid-afternoon, we'll see a front come through that'll bring us another round. I'll show you the timeline through the day.
A15 is the time right now on our Friday morning, and it is a wet Friday morning. You're looking live in Fayetteville right now and watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And Fayetteville fits right in the category of most of our viewing area right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We see the coverage widespread now.
Yeah, really starting to fill in. We had a bit of a lull in the precipitation around 5 to 6 o'clock, but now we're getting into 8 to 9 o'clock, and it's really starting to fill in. A good bit of rain from Raleigh southward and a lot of rain back to our west that's about to fill in. Right now we're driest in our northern counties, but again, this next wave is about to move in and bring some rain to Durham. Right now we have some steady rain falling in Raleigh that stretches all the way up toward Lewisburg, about to push on into Nash County. We'll head down to the south. It's been raining pretty steadily around Moore County and Lee County, moving into the southern part of Chatham County. A lot of rain down to the south, too, across parts of Harnett County and Johnston County. So good bit of rain across the viewing area currently. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now, and you can see that rain is steadily coming down on Fayetteville Street. Our temperature is in the 50s, so it could feel worse, but it's certainly not a pleasant commute out there this morning. Our cold front is headed eastward. That will roll through here around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon up until around 4 or 5 as it crosses the viewing area. So we'll walk through that on future cast. We'll likely see the rain beginning to break up a little bit around lunchtime. And then here comes this front. We had a couple of rumbles of thunder earlier this morning, and we might see a few isolated storms with this, but I wouldn't expect anything severe from, say, Durham to South Hill to Southern Pines around 2:30. And then it moves out of the viewing area by around 4 or 5, except for our southern counties where it may linger through 5 o'clock. After that, we begin to see some clearing. Our wind shifts to northwesterly. It's going to turn cooler. And then Saturday is trending wetter right around or just after lunchtime. We start to see some scattered rain moving through. It's likely to be with us through the end of the day and into the evening hours. So if you do have plans to be out and about on Saturday, anytime from after lunchtime through dinner time, you're going to run into some rain. That's new. We weren't looking at that earlier in the week, but we started to notice that trend yesterday. How much rain for Friday and Saturday total? Futurecast rainfall totals are about a half an inch to an inch or so, some lighter amounts near the Virginia line. 90% chance Friday, 60% chance Saturday, but it does look pretty wet for the second half of the day. We definitely need the rain. When the drought monitor came out yesterday, our southern and eastern counties went back under abnormally dry conditions. We had wiped it all out there for a few weeks, but it is back because it has been dry for much of February. Sunday will look like the driest day of the weekend with some sunshine and 55. We warm up nicely next week, and then our next rain likely to roll in Wednesday and Thursday. Brian?
It's 8:17. Mighty wet out there as we take a live look at that camera in North Raleigh at 540 at Capitol Boulevard. You can see the lights reflecting off the pavement. We are seeing those showers moving through the triangle right now, and in many spots we are seeing wet roads. In fact, almost all of our viewing areas, we take a look at that current road conditions model. That bright green is where we're seeing wet roads, and that includes pretty much everybody, so you need to slow down as you head out this morning. All new, getting reports of a crash in Holly Springs in the past few minutes at the 55 bypass in Main Street. Some pretty heavy delays showing up on that ride along 55, leaving Fuquay Varina heading up into the south part of Holly Springs. Also still have that crash reported in North Raleigh at Six Forks Road, just south of Millbrook Road. I have not seen big delays this morning, but at least a little bit of a backup is possible as you head, especially southbound on Six Forks Road as they work to get that cleared. A little bit of a backup also on 885 southbound in Durham this morning as you head through the Ellis Road interchange. Overall, though, your major approaches into Durham are looking okay at the moment, with no big problem showing up on I-40 on the south side of town, and I-85 is looking good in the north part of Durham. Those major approaches into through Wake County into Raleigh are looking fine as well. 87 is all clear through Knightdale. Just a little bit of a slowdown on southbound Capitol coming in from Wake Forest this morning.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center this morning, world leaders are mulling over a post-war plan unveiled by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as we look at this map of Gaza. Of course, this is the ongoing war between Hamas and Israel. CNN obtained a copy of that plan that includes a complete demilitarization of Gaza, closing off the territory's southern border with Egypt, as well as the overhaul of Gaza's administration and education system. This post-war plan comes after Netanyahu faced weeks of criticism for not having a concrete plan after this war with Hamas. Of course, we'll keep updating the story here in the WREL Live Center.
Ken, thanks for that. We now know the cause of death of the young Texas girl, Audrey Cunningham. Just days after her body was found in a river, an autopsy report says the 11-year-old died of homicidal violence, including blunt head trauma. She was reported missing last Thursday after she never made it onto her school bus. She was last seen with a family friend who was charged with capital murder in her death Wednesday. Investigators believe she was killed the same day she was reported missing.
The desperate search for a missing 3-year-old boy in Wisconsin is entering its fourth day. The boy's mother is due to face a judge today on a child neglect charge. Elijah View was last seen by his adult caregiver Tuesday morning. An Amber Alert was issued later that day. Elijah's mother was taken into police custody on Wednesday. A man is also facing a possible charge of child neglect. FBI agents in hazmat suits spent Thursday searching for evidence in a landfill. And a Raleigh attorney has been charged with felony secret peeping. 31-year-old Timothy Lyons is accused of using an iPod to take pictures and videos of a minor without their consent. Cary police say that he came to the station Wednesday night and asked to speak with an officer. After they interviewed him, he was charged and arrested. In court on Thursday, Lyons was told he could not have contact with anyone under the age of 18.
Former talk show host Wendy Williams is battling the same neurological condition as actor Bruce Willis. Williams was diagnosed with a form of dementia and progressive aphasia, which robs people of their ability to communicate or understand language. This revelation about Williams comes as a new docuseries about her life is set to air this weekend. Since her show ended on Fox 50 in 2022, no one knew what was happening with Williams until now. One of her nieces, who is in the docuseries, tells CNN her aunt is being treated at a facility and she is healing. But Alex Finney says the family has been cut off from any day-to-day interactions with her aunt.
Part of what has been so complicated and challenging about this for myself, and I'll speak for my family in this instance, and that is we don't have an exact location in terms of where she is. We have no way to actually call her personally.
Finney says her aunt is also under the care of a court-appointed guardian that oversees her health and finances. And here again, Finney says the family has no idea who that guardian is. Williams' care team declined to talk with CNN about Finney's account of her aunt's condition. The two-part docuseries airs this weekend on Lifetime. Sylvester Stallone is telling fellow actors not to do their own stunts. He's still feeling the effects of injuries from a film more than a decade ago. In a new episode of The Family Stallone, he talks about being hurt during a filming of the first Expendables movie in 2010. He suffered dislocated shoulders and a fractured neck in a scene where wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin throws him up against the wall. Stallone says he was never the same after that and recently underwent his 7th major surgery related to those injuries.
A family got to go back to Universal Studios Hollywood more than 30 years after they received a voucher from the park. It was from the winter of 1990 when the Kramer family decided to visit for spring break. They took their 7-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter on that trip, and the voucher was given to the family after a storm forced the park to close. They were told it would last a lifetime. Adam, then only 7 years old, is grown with 2 children of his own. He planned a trip to Universal, and his mother thought of that voucher.
I was like, there's no way they're going to accept it. It's like this small handwritten piece of paper. There's no chance they're going to honor it. And then when she called, she's like, let me try. Because I think it was on the phone for like an hour or so, and they accepted it. So
they stayed true to their word. Luckily, the Kramer family's trip to the park this year was more pleasant, with plenty of sunshine, not a single drop of rain.
Carolina Hurricanes fans still bitter over the team's playoff loss to the Florida Panthers have some measure of revenge this morning. The Hurricane Sebastian Aho scored with less than 20 seconds left in the game last night. It was a 0-0 match the whole way at PNC Arena and gave the Canes a 1-0 win. Back on the ice tomorrow night against the Stars.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off our Friday with some rain out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where it's falling. It's coming down.
It really is. It's really starting to spread across the viewing area now from southwest to northeast. We saw some lighter amounts earlier this morning, but it just continues to build out of the southwest. Let's zoom in and you can see from the Triangle area, including Pittsburgh, all the way down to Lillington through Wake Forest, Lewisburg. A lot of the viewing area seeing rain right now, and there's more to come. It's not too wet in Durham and Creedmoor right now, but we do have this next wave that's going to be pushing through. We'll likely see 1/2 inch to 1 inch of rain from today and tomorrow added together. Our temperatures right now as you're heading out the door are in the low to mid 50s. Wilson, Durham, Fayetteville, you can see the wet conditions there in Fayetteville right now. Our best chance of rain is this morning, but this afternoon we're going to end up with a line that could be a few thunderstorms. And once that moves out, we'll start to dry out, but we have rain in the forecast again for Saturday. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 8:27, it is wet in Wake County as we take a live look at 87 at Smithfield Road in Knightdale. You can see how wet those roads are. Thankfully, we have fairly light traffic volume this morning on our major routes. Just a 1-minute delay showing up on the southbound side of 87 through Knightdale back toward Raleigh. In Durham, roads are just a little damp right now, but rain is coming. So we could see conditions getting worse there here over the next little while. Look out for a crash on the south side of Holly Springs on the 55 bypass at Main Street.
Brian, a new decision in the pay dispute for Durham Public School employees. Classified staff will get an 11% raise for the rest of the school year. The school board made that decision last night. Even with the raise, some employees will be making less money than they were in October. Next on Fox 50, what Raleigh police believe led to a shooting in a Food Lion parking lot. And up next on Today, spring break travel deals.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Lots of rain spreading across the viewing area right now. I'll walk you through the timeline and show you how much we'll see through the end of the day.
Plus, these twin boys are home safe this morning after being reported missing. WRAL's Brett Neese spoke with their mom and he updates us on where they were.
New reaction this morning from Durham school leaders after their decision about employee pay raises. Just ahead, what the interim superintendent is saying about next year's budget.
Welcome in on your Friday morning. A little wet out there this morning. We'll get you caught up on the weather. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we've been tracking this. Elizabeth Gardner has anyway. And it's finally, it's here.
It's here.
Touching most of our viewing area right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at radar.
And we started off this morning with a line of rain. And then since then, it's really started to fill in. We're still a little on the drier side on the I-85 corridor, but we're seeing plenty of rain up and down the I-95 corridor from the Triangle area southward to Fayetteville. And another wave from Greensboro to Charlotte is poised to move in and bring us some showers. Now, earlier this morning, we did have have a few isolated thunderstorms. We have a front that'll come through this afternoon, and we could see a few storms with that, but I'm not expecting anything severe. Right now, Durham and Chapel Hill are fairly dry, but that rain is about to move back into Wake Forest and on up into Franklin and Nash counties. Wendell, Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Fuquay, Varina, and down toward the Sand Hills, definitely wet right now. Pittsboro, Dunn, Benson, Southern Pines, all seeing some showers at the moment. We take a look at Futurecast, and we move it on ahead to lunchtime, and it starts to break up a little bit. We may see a little bit of a break before our cold front comes through. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, that's affecting the triangle, between 4 and 5 o'clock along the I-95 corridor. And then that, along the I-95 corridor, and then that moves on out. We've been watching closely Saturday. It's been trending wetter, so we continue to see that today. We started to notice that yesterday. We do have rain in the forecast for the afternoon on Saturday, some scattered showers. That doesn't start to taper off until around 10 or 11 o'clock. So if you have outdoor plans after lunchtime Saturday through the evening hours, you're going to be dodging some rain and possibly an isolated thunderstorm. For today, our best chance of rain lasts until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we'll see that front moving through and we'll start to dry out. It's wet around the triangle right now. There's a live look at North Hills, and you can see that rain coming down. It's been breezy too. Southwest wind right now steady at 10, but we've had some gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour. Our temperature will climb into the low 60s for this afternoon, but we'll be noticeably cooler on Saturday and Sunday. I'll show you what to expect behind our front. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:32. Just getting reports of a minor crash on Western Boulevard at the 440 interchange. Not seeing any delays with that one just yet, but I'll watch the sensors and let you know if that changes. Still tracking a crash in Holly Springs, a crash with injuries apparently at the 55 bypass and Main Street. Heavy delays on westbound 55 leaving Fuquay Varina heading up toward Holly Springs right now. Taking a look at North Raleigh, it looks like that earlier crash on Six Forks Road around Millbrook Road is cleared. Traffic now is flowing freely. Taking a look at those other crashes in Raleigh, I just checked the sensor data with those. I'm not seeing any significant delays. We've been lucky this morning with all of this rain, not seeing very heavy traffic volumes, so we haven't had too many crashes so far. I-40 is looking good through Wake County as we take a look at some of those sensor readings on the major approaches into Raleigh right now. No delays really on I-40 westbound through Garner. Picking up the usual 8-minute backup there, 8 to 10-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest toward 540. Pretty much everybody seeing wet roads right now as that rain fills in throughout the entire viewing area. And with that rain continuing through the rest of the afternoon, you do need to remember whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. That is state law in North Carolina. Durham has not seen much rain here recently, but we're seeing it filling in there. So we'll get wetter conditions as we head over the next couple of hours. I-40 at Fayetteville Road looking just a little damp right now. No big delays coming in from Chapel Hill.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news this morning, we now know the twin boys who were reported missing in Durham are back home safe. Brett Neese is in the WRAL breaking news tracker, and he caught up with their mom about where they were.
The twins, Isaiah and Isaac, back home safe, and they are inside their home, and their mother is going to keep them there. She's holding them tight after they disappeared yesterday afternoon and were missing all night long. At about 6:45 in the morning, that's when their bus came here to this community on Shannon Road. Sheila Price, their mother, was hopeful that they would show up for the bus. It turns out they were already on it because they had stayed the night at a friend's. Sheila tells me that this is a friend she's not familiar with. That was her hunch all along. It turns out she was right. She says she's frustrated by this whole ordeal, but is just happy to have her two sons back at home.
I love my kids to death. Like, I don't play about my kids. You see, they close the door.
It's, of course, the best possible outcome for Sheila and the two boys. She says she's going to make sure they know better to call next time they stay at a friend's. In Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
Breaking news, Durham school leaders have come to a decision in the pay dispute with some of its staff members. Last night, late, the school board voted about a raise for classified employees, but some say it's not enough. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey tells us they approved an 11% raise for this school year.
Just after midnight, the board released a statement about their decision. It says this brings an end to anxiety and uncertainty that some of their classified employees may be experiencing. And they're also looking ahead to increasing wages in next year's budget. All the staff impacted by this pay issue will receive an 11% raise. The board describes this as an interim fix for the rest of the school year. Some employees are making less than what they earned after the October raises, but it's still more money than last school year.
whether it's about communication or departments working with each other or the financial modeling or the hope that the dollars could be found once there was a determination that there weren't enough, are all missteps that reduce transparency, perhaps, that increase confusion.
That was Interim Superintendent Catty Moore. Moore and the school board chair held a news conference at 11 p.m. after the meeting. Moore says they delayed their meeting with county commissioners this week. She says if they're going to ask the county for money, it's going to be best to do that for the next salary study. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
And breaking news, police in Raleigh are investigating a shooting that happened in a Food Lion parking lot. This is video of the scene near Rock Quarry Road from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Police responded to that area around 11:30 last night. Officers say it looks like the shooting stemmed from an argument. No one was hurt. No arrests have been made.
One person is in the hospital this morning after being stabbed in the arm and stomach in Raleigh. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene at West Cabarrus and Southwest Streets last night. Two men had an argument. Someone pulled out a knife. Police say one person was stabbed. It's not clear how or if the victim and suspect knew each other.
A disturbing case out of Johnston County. A man is facing charges, including animal cruelty and sexual exploitation of a minor. Nathaniel Truitt faces multiple charges, including some involving child porn, animal cruelty for killing several cats, and crimes against nature. His bond is set at more than $690,000. His next court date is March 7th.
Today, more than 150,000 student loan borrowers will have their balances zeroed out. Loan providers will begin processing $1.2 billion worth of the Biden administration's student forgiveness plan today. According to new data released this morning by the administration, more than 4,100 borrowers in North Carolina will have their loans canceled. That totals more than $33 million in loans. The administration contacted borrowers who are part of this deal on Wednesday, notifying them that they were approved for forgiveness.
AT&T is working to pinpoint the cause of that major network outage that knocked out service to people nationwide yesterday. They say it was not caused by a cyber attack, but rather a coding error. AT&T users were unable to make phone calls, send text messages, or use mobile data for hours yesterday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the FCC was in contact with AT&T. The FBI also reports it has been in contact with the cellular provided to determine if any malicious activity was involved.
Go Durham bus drivers are speaking out about the dangers they and their passengers face. They appeared before the city council work session Thursday afternoon. We reported back in November a bus was hit by bullets. Drivers say shootings are just one of the risks.
Durham saw 49 murders last year. Since We Go Durham bus drivers travel every major street in Durham, we are witness to much of this violence. And sometimes it engulfs our buses. When an act of violence affects our passengers, our drivers, and our workers, we demand that you instruct the police chief and work with the district attorney to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Mayor Leo Williams said he and his city staff would be reaching out to the company that operates the bus system to make sure everyone was aware of the current problems and the dangers.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the fight against Russia remains very difficult as the war will reach its two-year mark tomorrow. Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials have often expressed frustration at the slowness of promised aid deliveries, especially since signs of war fatigue have emerged. Right now, $60 billion of U.S. aid are being held up over political differences. Zelensky says Ukrainian troops are experiencing shortages of artillery, air defense systems, and long-range weapons.
20 minutes before 9, and coming up, 9 people in China are hurt after what authorities say was a 100-car pileup. The reason for this major highway crash and more shocking video of the pileup.
And a circus, dinosaurs, and competition with reality stars. It's all happening in the Triangle this weekend. We have our Out and About Best Bets.
And we'll give you this live look over downtown Raleigh on this dreary Friday morning. We will see waves of showers throughout the day. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when it all clears out.
843, and we have widespread rain across the viewing area at this point. That's likely to continue for the next couple of hours. It starts to taper off a little bit around lunchtime, and then we'll see a band of rain, possibly thunderstorms around the middle of the afternoon. But definitely seeing some of that steadier rain pushing into the western part of the viewing area. Pretty steady around Wake County and Johnston County, and then stretching up the I-95 corridor. So we're seeing rain in most places right now. It's starting to fill back in around Durham and Chapel Hill. Lots of rain around Wendell, Clayton, down to Wilson's Mills, Nashville, over toward Wilson as well, Carthage, Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton. It's a little bit spotty there, but you'll likely see more of it, too, in the next couple of hours. We look down to the south, and from Lumberton toward Wilmington, we have a level one risk for severe storms. That's not in any part of our viewing area, but it's not far from us, and we certainly have the potential when our cold front comes through to see a few rumbles of thunder, but I wouldn't expect anything severe here. Severe would be winds at 58 miles per hour or stronger. We shouldn't have anything quite that strong, but certainly some heavy rain and blustery conditions. We'll have some gusts today up to around 20, 25 miles per hour. Our cold front is approaching us right now, but again, we'll likely have that one more line that comes through mid-afternoon. This is a look at Futurecast here as we take it out to lunchtime. You can see it begins to scatter a little bit. It's pretty widespread right now. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, we see this heavier band of rain coming through with the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. That pushes along and east of I-95 between 4 and 5 o'clock. It may be closer to 6 o'clock before our southern counties begin to clear out. After that, overnight tonight, we see clear skies. We start tomorrow morning with some sunshine, but don't let that fool you. We started to notice a wetter trend around lunchtime yesterday for Saturday, so our forecast includes a lot more rain. It should be fairly scattered. Notice at 4 o'clock, we're not seeing rain everywhere, but these bands will be rotating through. There's 6 p.m. with rain across the region, and finally, by about 10 or 11, all of it slides southward. It'll be along with an upper-level disturbance. It'll drop in from northwest to southeast. It is wet on the golf course right now. As a matter of fact, you can see people walking around in their big golf umbrellas. I mean, a golf umbrella would be a great thing to have today, that is for sure. But I imagine that the golf course will be pretty empty there in Pinehurst. 52 is our current temperature. We're looking at temperatures climbing to low 60s. Right now, low to mid-50s is where we're sitting, except it is 58 in Clinton. Our only wind gusts right now, 16 in Clinton. Our wind out of the southwest steady at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it may feel a little breezy to you. From time to time, we'll see some gusts up to around 25. But once we get into the latter part of the afternoon, all that should taper off. 61 for the high today in Raleigh and Durham, 64 in Fayetteville. Behind our system today, our temperatures will be closer to normal Saturday and Sunday, back into the mid-50s. But we do have a big warm-up in our forecast. We've been watching the pollen count. That's been up a bit over the last couple of weeks, but it's likely to drop off now that we're seeing the rain. However, next week, it may really start to climb. We get into 60s and 70s on Monday and Tuesday. We are back into a chance of showers, though, again next Wednesday and Thursday.
New information about NC State's Poe Hall. Only on WREL, 8 women who worked or studied there spoke on camera. It's a 5 on your side. The women have 2 things in common, Poe Hall and a cancer diagnosis. They are urging the university to do more to address health concerns. In November, NC State closed Poe Hall after it tested high for levels of cancer-causing chemicals. Since then, 5 on Your Side has received 123 reports of cancer in people who spent time in Poe Hall. 4 out of every 10 are breast cancer diagnoses. One former worker and student who spent 10 years in Poe Hall says she brought up her concerns to the university 3 years before it closed.
I brought it up to someone in leadership, someone that I worked with, and just said, you know, hey, with these recent cases, now I'm starting, like, something just seems weird.
Tremaine Britton is the woman you just heard from and saw there, and she said she reported her diagnosis after the university closed Poe Hall. She has not gotten a response yet. NC State says it can't comment on individual health issues until more building testing is done. That's scheduled for March. For a closer look at the 123 cases and a breakdown of the data, you can go to WRL.com/5onyourside.
The mother of a North Carolina girl who's been missing for more than a year is due in court today. Diana Kojikari is expected in a Mecklenburg County courtroom this morning. She's charged with failing to report her daughter Madalena's disappearance to authorities. Madalena vanished in November of 2022. Surveillance video that shows her getting off her school bus is the last sign of her. Her parents did not report her missing until several weeks later.
Now, this wild new video here just coming into our newsroom this morning shows the aftermath of a giant crash. 100 cars piled up in China, all due to an icy section of that expressway. It happened in the eastern part of China that you can see the cars there clumped together, the highway with emergency crews working that area. Local media reports that the pileup involved more than 100 vehicles. Police say at least 9 people were injured. 3 were sent to the hospital. 6 had minor scrapes.
How about this? This is cool. A chance to get up close with some realistic looking dinosaurs. Plus, the circus is in town. It's all coming up this weekend in the Triangle. And WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us with Out and About's best bets. Kathy, good morning. Happy Friday. Let's start with the circus.
Who doesn't love a circus, right? The Universal Circus is in town through March 10th. The show's happening at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh. If you haven't seen it, it's so much fun. Okay, they've got BMX bikers jumping off of things, Russian bar performers flying through the air. So much fun. Tickets start at $27, but you also have to pay to park. It's about $10.
The circus is awesome.
It's definitely worth it. I mean, you can't put a price on the circus, right?
No, you can't at all. All right, and then from the circus to some dinosaurs, tell us about where people can have some prehistoric fun this weekend.
Okay, your little dinosaur fans all the way up through big dinosaur fans will love this one, okay? Dinos Alive, an immersive experience, is a new exhibit in Raleigh. It's off of Glenwood Avenue. It is a walk-through, family-friendly event featuring more than 80 animatronic dinosaurs. Look at them. Tickets start at $21. Look at them moving, their big teeth.
I love it. It's so cool. They look real. They really do.
They do, right?
Yeah. And then in Durham, a Grammy award-winning producer and his wife, they're in town.
Yes. Okay. You might remember them from their time on The Masked Singer, but you can see David Foster and his wife, Catherine McPhee, on Saturday night in Durham. They're going to perform songs that Foster, he wrote or produced over the last 4 decades. I mean, he's had some amazing hits over the years. Tickets are still available.
Gosh, and she's fantastic. I remember her from the American Idol days. Oh my gosh, the voice on that woman. She's amazing. They're both amazing. All right, Kathy, thank you. And to find out more about these events, just go to WREL.com and search keyword Out and About.
More entertainment news here. An iconic cast reunion is in store this weekend. A superhero series returns this summer and much more. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the Hollywood Nation.
You will receive a significant amount of money.
James runs his family business. The boys are ready for summer. And the Devil Wears Prada cast reunite in the Hollywood Nation.
I don't understand why it's so difficult.
Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, and Emily Blunt will have a Devil Wears Prada mini reunion at the SAG Awards Saturday night. The trio will present an award together. Blunt is nominated this year for her supporting role in Oppenheimer. Streep's Only Murders in the Building is nominated for outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series. The SAG Awards stream live on Netflix. The boys are back for season 4 this summer. Prime Video announced the hit action-packed superpowered series will premiere the first 3 episodes of the new season on June 13th. New episodes will then roll out weekly with the season finale July 18th.
Is this really happening?
The Arconia has a new resident. Eva Longoria has joined the cast of Hulu's murder mystery comedy Only Murders in the Building. She will play a recurring character key to the investigation in season 4. Longoria joins series newcomer Molly Shannon, alongside Selena Gomez, Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Meryl Streep.
Now what happens down there?
And Theo James takes over a criminal enterprise in today's First Looks. Netflix released the official trailer to Guy Ritchie's new series, The Gentlemen. James leads as a man who unexpectedly inherits his father's country estate, which turns out to be part of a cannabis empire. The action drama debuts March 7th.
Welcome to the jungle.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
America's national parks got some much-needed love last year. More than 325 million people visited more than 400 of the nation's treasures. That is according to statistics released by the National Park Service. North Carolina had 2 of the top 3 destinations. The Blue Ridge Parkway saw the most visitors, followed by the Golden Gate National Recreation Center and the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Headed off to break now. Here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get a check on weather and traffic for you coming up next.